cardinals have gathered in the Vatican to begin the process of electing a new pope. Later this afternoon, they'll walk to the Sistine Chapel to cast their votes. After that, they'll have no communication with the outside world until they choose a successor to Pope Francis. Let's go live now to St. Peter's Square and to our reporter, Cian McCormack. Cian, what's expected over the hours ahead?
Well, look, Rachel, as you've said, that the conclave will start here this evening at about 4:30 local time. When exactly we'll have a result, well, that's anyone's guess because it really is unknown. The talk here is that if you were to get white smoke tomorrow or even on Friday, it would reflect unity amongst cardinals as to the future direction of the Roman Catholic Church. But already, and you can probably hear it in the background, people are coming here in advance of any announcement or any final vote. I spoke to John and Hayley Morrison, who are Corkonians, but originally from Scotland and the Philippines.
My wife is from the Philippines, so they have a close connection with... He's one of the front runners. I don't want to say favourites, but there's actually two from the Philippines who may have a chance of being voted by the Cardinals. But it should be an interesting week or two, I think. Yeah.
So Hayley, is this an important part of your life?
Very much so. Yes.
Yeah. You're practicing Roman Catholic?
I am, yeah.
Would you go to Mass every Sunday?
Yes, in Our Crowned Lady in Mayfield. That's where I go to church every Sunday.
The conclave, what were you looking at it?
Just, you know, admiring everything, the whole process itself, and it's... but I... For us to also be present during the conclave as well, it's... It's kind of like monumental, I would say, because we also have a Filipino cardinal who is potentially a candidate for the next pope. So, yes.
Would it be important for the next pope to be from Asia for the church?
I personally don't think so. As long as, you know, he's the leader that the Roman Catholics would look up to for some guidance to lead us the way. So it doesn't matter where the next pope is going to be from, but of course it would hold some kind of weight if the next pope will be from the Philippines, from Asia. That would be a first, but regardless of the nationality or which country the next pope is going to be from, it doesn't matter, as long as, you know, we get the best leader.
John and Hayley Morrison there waiting for that white smoke. Cian, lots of excitement, lots of predictions, but as we've seen in the past, you know, the predictions can end up being well wide of the mark.
Yeah, you're certainly right there, Rachel, because trying to pick a winner in this election is kind of like trying to pick a winner in the Grand National. But what will happen over the next few hours is that cardinals will move in procession, as you were saying earlier, to the Sistine Chapel for the conclave. Once they get into conclave, they'll be completely cut off from the outside world. Now, we do expect to see some smoke this evening, but in reality, it probably won't be white. Voting will then happen realistically four times a day, twice in the morning and then twice in the evening. And of course, just to repeat, Rachel, what you already know, black smoke will tell us that there's no new pope, and white smoke will tell us that a pope is elected. Now, that's a rough guide, but joining me to flesh out the details is Michael Kelly, Director of Public Affairs at Aid to the Church in Need and former editor of the Irish Catholic. Michael, just to pick up on the point about voting, how exactly does it work?
Yeah, well, we're looking at the chimney now that all of the eyes of the world will soon be trained upon. The Cardinals will have one vote tonight. They say that's kind of just to settle the nerves a little bit and get into the rhythm of it. Basically, what they do is they each write down in a ballot paper who they think should be the next pope. They're asked to disguise their handwriting as part of the secrecy of the process. They go before that stunning fresco of Michelangelo's Last Judgment and stand before and swear by Almighty God that the ballot paper they're putting in the chalice, they believe that person to be the best candidate for the Pope.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to make a call on this, but the next Pope, who's in contention? Who's your favourite?
I mean, I have to declare an interest here. Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa from Jerusalem is a friend of mine. I think he would make a wonderful pope. Of Cardinal Pietro Parolin is an Italian that they speak about as well. If they're looking for an African pope, I think they might look at someone like Cardinal Peter Turkson.
Is there any indication from the pre-conclave meetings that have happened as to the direction that cardinals could bring the Roman Catholic Church?
I think the word that keeps coming out of the pre-conclave gatherings is unity. I think there's an understanding that for all the greatness of Pope Francis, there were divisions in the church under him. Not everyone was on board with the direction he was taking the church. So unity would indicate to me that you're probably looking at a candidate less in the mould of Pope Francis.
So what will happen now later today? We've gone through it already, but later today and into tomorrow, give the listeners a roadmap to what they can expect.
Well, the cardinals are having some lunch now. We're told the food is basic, simple, but good food.
It's basic and simple.
I imagine it's pure Italian, a bit of pasta and a bit of fish afterwards, washed down with a little bit of table wine. And then they'll process into the Sistine Chapel. They receive a short talk, then a spiritual meditation. And then the voting gets underway, because this is not a process where people stand up to propose candidates or people make campaign speeches. The voting process is done quietly and discreetly, and nobody makes any speech. And then the scrutineers who read out the ballots, they'll read out the names of the various people, and the votes will be totted up. And if it isn't a two-thirds majority, we'll get back.
But if no one is making speeches, how do people change their minds? Because they're voting in secret, they're writing in a different way, their signature. So how do they change their mind?
So they see the way the numbers are going, and they see momentum behind a certain candidate. I mean, generally the first vote on the first night is a kind of Wild West. Dozens and dozens of people get a couple of votes each, and you never want to be the guy who only gets one vote, because of course everyone will look at you and think you voted for yourself. But that tends to concentrate minds, and from the first vote I think we'll see a couple of clear candidates emerge. And precisely because the cardinals see this as a spiritual process, they see the Holy Spirit as very involved in it, they see that momentum as a movement of the Holy Spirit. And that's why in the modern period conclaves have tended to be fairly quick.
Michael Kelly, Director of Public Affairs of Aid to the Church in Need and former editor of the Irish Catholic. Thanks for joining me here this afternoon. Well, Rachel, that's it from here at St. Peter's Square. Well, just close to it anyway. I'll be here, I'd say, until the white smoke goes up. But until then, it's back to you in Dublin.
Thank you very much, Cian.